tap out, drop a mud pile back there.
Dude, so Hamilton, mom dies.
I'm
going
to take my shirt off and drop a horse pile.
Or you can politely ask, be like, where's the bathroom? And they go, it's over there. And be like, I was thinking more of an upstairs.
More of a taking a shit type place.
I was thinking maybe I'd hit.
Seclusion.
Maybe I need to get higher ground on this.
It's
going to
be loud crap.
Because I'm going to drop a gigantic fucking dump, and it's going to need to travel downwards, not straight across. Yeah.
We're going to need gravity behind this log. This is a log plume. I'm going to need to get up to the top.
So be like, did you ever clog your toilet? How big was the turd? Because mine's about to be probably record size right now.
What's the biggest turd your toilet's ever choked down? Because I'm about to choke your toilet. How big is the hole in your toilet? Because
yeah, you'll never guess who clogs the toilet between people. Women can clog the toilet, dude.
Yeah,
dude. I mean,
I don't think it's the pile though. I think they overwipe.
You think they overwipe?
I don't think women drop piles like that,
dude. I'm telling you, I'll never stop talking about my aunt's turd. My cousin, my cousin brought me upstairs.
You've witnessed it.
It was just a regular. You know, like when you were a kid, you had no agenda on the day at all.
Yeah,
I just walk into my cousin's house. I'm like, yeah, maybe they have like good cereal. Open up the thing. My cousin's like, dude, come here.
You got to see my mom's come shit. Here, dude.
And it's brought me upstairs. So like, it was a pale brown. That was the first pale, almost clay. The color of this couch. It was
a white whale. You've been looking for it ever since. You're Captain Ahab. You got to find another one.
It was the color of this very couch, dude.
This might be it.
It was clay.
Upholstered it.
It was like a red clay of the earth.
It was split in half like the Titanic.
I think it was shipwrecked.
Yeah.
But dude, I mean, it was like curdled nicely. It had a nice like pine cone cluster to it. Nothing,
oh my God.
Nothing crazy. Not like a corn cob, yeah.
But it was ribbed on the way out. She felt it. She felt that thing.
It was rung like a tree. It was like tree rings, dude. It was.
You can see how old it was.
It was an old growth, dude.
It was just 3 hours old. It's been.
I told my cousin to cut it in half so I can get the age on it. I'm like, right here was World War II.
Oh, this fuck, dude. Stop. Showing somebody your mom's turd. It's so fucking funny. Be like, dude, you got to see my mom's shit.
The fact that he had eyes on it, he had put eyes on it
and saved it. Did he know you were coming, or was he just like, I can't wait till someone comes
over? He knew I was coming. He put eyes on it, then he preserved it, dude. He was like a historical committee. You cannot flush his turd.
He was in there.
Today, my mother had oatmeal for breakfast.
Holy fuck, dude.
Oh my! Yeah, it's the same cousin that we used to play Sniff the John, where it was like he would take a dump and make me and my younger cousin. He's like, I want to see how close you can get to that and sniff it. We'd have to get like inches from a turd and go. We just go outside and kill bees.
Oh,
dude, I used to kill as many bees as I could every day. I didn't know they were endangered. I feel bad. Yeah. Dude,
what's the biggest turd your toilet's ever choked down?
My cousin's like, dude, come here.
You got to see my mom's
come
shit.
Come here, dude. And it's brought me upstairs. So like, it was a pale brown, curdled nicely. It had a nice like pine cone cluster to it. Nothing,
oh my God. But it was ribbed on the way out. She felt it. She felt that thing.
Smoking another cigarette out there and perv out or what?
Yeah, I have a meeting shortly, so it's good you wasted time. You guys were out. You knew. Of course you knew. As soon as Matt arrived, you guys should have been ready. And instead, Lemaire, don't act like you're writing anything.
I think
podcasting lowers your testosterone. I'm tired of hearing guys talking about being men while talking into a fucking microphone. So many fucking tough guys doing podcasts these days.
Yeah,
it's literally the biggest girl thing you can do is sit there and gossip.
It's true.
In front of a camera.
Dude, if you know how to like, if you get a real man on a podcast, they're like, and then I told they like they're 10 feet away.
Yeah,
from the mic.
Not near the microphone. They go, what? Is this what you guys do? You just talk here?
Yeah, if you get a microphone, it should be this far from your head. And you should just stare nervously and go, I don't know. Is this good? What do you want me to say? Yeah. Primal screams.
That's a black caveman.
Yeah.
Please speak on it so they don't think I'm just being a white racist.
I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Bro, no, you can't talk about it.
Probably what's been happening here the last few months.
My sister's kids have been like, when's she going to turn black? to the white kid.
How come she's not black yet?
It's so sick just waiting. Like, I can't wait till my sister.
Yeah, my sister's going to be black soon. It's going to be sick. The rest of us turn black around 2, 3. That's when I first remember being black.
Dudes would die from fat attacks. Like, every year across the country, a bunch of dudes die from fat attacks in practice. But every year, kids, dude, one of them listens to this. One of my friends had a fat attack, and I know he listens to this. They had to, like, taped ice across his chest, and he had to sit in the gator with his shirt off.
Yeah, you need – they're like EpiPens or
Nugs,
like defibrillators.
Dude. What up, Nugs?
Instead of the defibrillator, you need like a fan for a fat attack. You're just like, oh, hold on. Let me
fat attacks are brutal.
Blow some air. Turn it up. No, we need high. Turn it up to high, doctor.
So, Lemaire, you got sent to the gator, dude. They had to put you under a tree.
This was a story I heard. It was that the place was packed, right? So already it's packed, summertime. The threat levels for a fat attack are high. So I said, Lemaire pulls up.
They should have that on the news. Like a weather channel would be like, today's fat attack probability is red. We're in the red today. Might want to powder your balls, fats.
Powder your balls and keep a towel handy to dab your head.
If you're black, you can carry a towel, which is nice.
I wondered about it. I saw a guy dabbing his head today.
If you're white, you must wear shorts and Crocs.
Yeah, so Lemaire, the story was you rolled up. It was sweltering. It was crowded. And then
showed up uninvited.
Good friend of the
correct
body.
Me if I'm wrong. Uninvited to well, a no, full
he was
capacity.
Warned. He was warned. Our friends were like, Lemaire, it's really crowded here and it's really hot. You can come, but it's going to be kind of miserable.
So his friends were like, there's a good chance you're going to have a fat attack. I'm not going to say it, but it's hot up here. It's not built for the thicks.
Yeah.
The so fats.
You were discovered on the steps of this place. Am I correct? sitting, not laying.
Didn't make it to the roof.
No, I think he made it and went back in.
You can make like a video game out of it, like an Oregon Trail. Just Lemaire trying to get to a rooftop.
It was hot.
You have to stop and hunt for chips. You have to dump, dude.
Dude, it gets even better. So the story I heard that you, I guess you went out there, like, oh, it's too crowded, hit the steps, and then you were discovered by a friend of the podcast sitting there.
Friend of the podcast found you.
She was like
collapsed in the hallway,
concerned, and was like, "Dude, are you okay?" And you were like, "I don't feel well." So then you went and laid.
They gotta treat it. They gotta throw buckets of water on him. They gotta treat him like a whale being transported to a different tank. They gotta throw water on him.
Lemaire was then transported to the owner's bed, the owner, and laid in the owner's bed. Fans on. Did you have a cold towel? I believe there's a cold compress applied.
No.
Ice, maybe?
You don't know? You blacked out?
There was ice. You fatted out. There was ice. Your Honor, I fatted out. I don't recall. There was ice. I think the person applied ice. And you laid it.
To his brow? Was he like?
True.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lemaire, quick question. I mean, we'll get off the...
Look at your pride right now. I see your pride.
I don't have any pride.
Admit your attack.
I was being a cool guy.
And you're being Mr. Cool?
I was being Mr. Cool.
How cool?
I was at the punchline before.
Oh, that's
being
Mr.
Cool.
Cool
with Andy and Nate, and I had like 3 or 4 scotch and sodas. And
you can't drink. Do you drink?
I drink a little bit.
I feel like I've never drank with you.
No, we have to.
Now he drinks. Well, he's a mogul.
True. Now these bullying white executives.
So you had a couple of scotch and sodas.
I had a couple of scotch and sodas. Then I go to the roast battle, very nervous, get upstairs.
What
somehow.
Are you nervous about?
Because I didn't think I'd get in. And then you get...
Oh, because it was full capacity and they said don't come.
Yeah, more welcome.
We can't let you in.
Yeah, but what else am I going to do? Just wait.
That's a Mr. Cool move. I know what you did. You big-timed everybody there. You
I
said,
didn't big-time.
You know me.
More scotch and sodas. You barged
I'm Matt
in.
And Shane's producer. You
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say anything.
So you ran to your car and grabbed a knife.
True.
I followed an Indian.
And Matt's wife was there to stop you.
Andy was on a roast battle, so I followed them in.
Gotcha.
Andy was on it, so I came with him. And then they had this drink in the back that was like wine and I don't know. It was I drank
jungle
a bunch.
Juice?
I drank a bunch. Sangria. It was jungle juice. I think it was jungle juice. I drank a bunch.
Sangria brings me back to Madrid. I'm going back to Madrid, dude. I'm getting some sangria. A little fall, you get to walk through the streets and the marketplaces. They just ladle you some fucking...
You gotta go, dude.
Sangria.
You gotta go back.
I said, damn it, eh? Damn it, eh?
Should go back like a full, like, old school country, like a little...
I'm going
Paris
full MAGA. I'm going back MAGA, dude. I'm going full MAGA.
Probably get respect over there.
The fascistas?
The fascistas, dude.
The fascistas will be like...
fuck yeah,
dude, get this guy in here.
So Lemaire, so you go in there, you shoulder to the punch bowl.
You came
elbow
in
your way to the punch bowl.
Shit-faced.
I came in drunk and I started power drinking, and then I the show was over and I was like, I gotta go on the stairs. I'm sweating and I threw up and I went to sit down, and then Kyle
threw up.
Ew,
you
show,
threw up punch.
I threw up. It was no, it was like a lot. It was like,
yeah, but you threw up the. Oh, there was food in there.
Yeah, there was food in there.
Jesus Christ!
What were you grubbing on beforehand?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. What were you grubbing on?
You know.
Probably Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle and
Chipotle scotch and jungle juice in a fucking hot stairwell. That was just that's like a pressure cooker, dude. That's
yeah,
like a
dude.
They put that. That's like what those.
That's
kids,
a bomb.
That's yeah. That's Boston Marathon. They just put Chipotle and scotch in a Lemaire, set him on the sidewalk, and he exploded.
So you hit the steps. You puke.
After I puke, I hit the steps. I was on the steps because I was waiting for the bathroom to open up and waiting for nobody to be there so I can go puke. But then I was discovered.
Good friend Kyla Fox discovers you.
Yeah, a lady found him. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yay, what are you doing in here? Oh, my God, are you suffering from a fat attack on the steps? No, it was Chipotle. That's a fat attack, dude. Don't try to blame fucking pre-existing conditions on this.
That's yeah, that's true. That's like a COVID test.
Yeah, that's
you
a COVID
pneumonia
test.
And you have a little bit of COVID. So you're discovered on the steps. So you did take refuge. You St. Francis of Assisi in someone
yes.
else's bed.
Yeah.
Till your feet.
You rested really, up. They laid you to rest in someone's bed.
He was in a fevered state. In his fevered state. Huh,
dude, just putting a fucking like sweaty dude you didn't invite to a party in your bed. I fucking hate you for this.
Sneakers on?
I didn't lay in the bed. I laid on the side.
I mean, I can't believe you assumed he was wearing sneakers, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, they were. Side of the bed, though. I didn't like put my feet on the bed.
Were you wearing your tennis shoes? Your finest tennis shoes? You didn't put your feet on the bed.
No,
you remember that. You don't remember anything else.
No, I remember Kyla.
You remember the thing where you were polite. That's what you remember?
I remember Kyla guiding me to the bed, and then she left.
Did you think you were getting some?
No.
You're like, damn, girl, you're going to take You move quick. She found you in the stairwell. I was like, come on.
Oh, comfortable, dude.
God damn.
Just, whoa, dude. Is that glow in the dark?
No, don't worry about it, bro.
Oh,
don't worry about what I'm up to over here, bro.
Where'd you get that?
Don't worry about
it. It's glow in the dark. Dude, you got to charge that up in the sun.
I
that thing's sick.
I got hammered. I got hammered, and I was watching 3-6 Mafia videos.
Why do the liberals ruin everything, dude?
I don't know, man.
Yo, I tried to play FIFA online last night for the first time.
Don't tell me. Did the libs fucking ruin it?
The libs butt-fucked FIFA so badly.
That one, you would think they'd have got that one first.
They got... So there's a thing called Ultimate Team where you... Mm-hmm. If you win a game, you get a certain amount of points, then you can buy new players. You can buy better players mm-hmm. to join your team. Of course, the women, female players are in there. So your team's ladies.
Yeah, and who do you play against? High schoolers?
Yeah, and you lose 10-0 to fucking 15-year-old. No. And their ratings are the same.
What?
Like, you could, the first player I got was like a 91 overall.
Just lady.
I immediately traded her. I took a 60 overall Korean goalkeeper over her. I was like, dude.
I got to witness a nerd boner in science class in high school.
Oh,
kid had to give a presentation.
Oh, no.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Like, it's your turn, and he was like, I can't. And they're like, did you do it or not? And he's like, please don't make me.
Oh, no.
And then the teacher was like, get up here. What are you doing?
He had a boner?
Rock hard.
Oh, my God.
And he was a nerd. He didn't know how to talk. Khakis, dude.
Oh.
It was a Catholic school. He was wearing khakis and a sweater vest.
He was the hardest fuck.
The hardest boner you've ever seen.
Dude, if you gave a girl a karate chop on the butthole, not as hard as you could, obviously, because you'd split her in half.
Yes.
But if you did like a quick fucking to the butthole, they'd probably do something.
I mean, yeah, if you can split them,
they'd probably
split brick. I could split a brick. I have no doubt I could split
girl's butthole would be nothing.
Girl's butthole would just
yeah, dude. Give me three.
You'd stack three of them on top of each other,
and they'd all just come at the. Oh, it's probably what all girls really want is to be cut in half from the butthole. Ma'am,
I hit my girl with a funny one this morning.
What'd you get her?
You would have liked it. She came in the room and she was looking for her laptop, and it was in the bed. And I was like, "What do you want?" And she goes, "My laptop." I go, "When do you want it?" She goes, "Now." And I go, "What do you want?" She goes, "My laptop." I go, "When do you want it?" She goes, "Now." It's a fun little trick. You can get a
very good
trick. You see somebody looking for something, hit them with, "What do you want?
When do you want it?"
And then they go, "Now." And then you start a chant. You go, "What do you want?"
Tightwads.
Yes.
I don't think so. I think they might be next level. I got some insider information, dude.
Yeah.
I guess they are insider information, because I was worried, because I was like, oh, damn, all these comedy clubs are going to close. I was talking to my tightwads from L.A., my agents.
My tightwads. My TWs.
My tightwads.
Oh, my God. What did TWT say, dude? Tightwad team.
My team of I got some new tightwads. I just signed with a new agency. Please let me get in trouble for calling Jewish people tightwads.
My boy Dusty used to, he would come up to you during class. He would stand in the middle of class and go, "I have to pass gas. Who should I pass it to?"
Oh.
And you got to pick the victim, and he would put his ass on their desk and fart.
Oh.
It's the funniest thing possible.
Dude, we were learning animals one time in Spanish, and this one guy just goes up and he goes, like, we're talking, we're doing like Leo, lion. He goes, and then the one guy goes, "Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish?" It was the stupidest thing. And the father goes, "There's no such thing as a shrinking water buffalo." He got all mad and serious. "Boys, we come here to learn, not mess around." He just asked about the shrinking water buffalo. Oh, my God.
Getting mad about it is so fucking funny.
He got all furious. Boy.
Oh, I guess, you know what? I give him credit. That would fucking piss me off. I'd be like, dude, just shut the fuck up.
Shrinking
water
bottle.
Stupid. Do not be a stupido.
"Father, how do you say shrinking water buffalo in Spanish?" "Boys, that's not a real animal." Some boy, dude, he would get so mad.
I got one in fifth grade. We had a sex guy come in.
Oh.
And I was like, "Is it possible for men to like men? And what do you, is there a word for that?" And he was like, he walked over to me. It was like, "Are you joking?" And I was like, "No, I got so scared." I was like, "No, I'm totally serious." And he's like, "It's called being gay."
Usually at that moment, my path is before me, dude. This is the funniest thing in the world.
That was the funniest thing I've ever done.
It was so funny. Like, "Are you fucking with me?"
He really did.
"Okay, well, it's called being gay."
"It's called being a homosexual.
Guys jerk guys off sometimes."
"Sometimes guys pleasure other men sexually."
I'm glad you're not fucking around about this.
He knew I was fucking around. He got me immediately.
Fuck. How fun would that be, though, to give that talk to those kids and have them being like fucking around with you and just being like, "It's called a blowjob." Your mom probably sucks your dad's dick every night.
Your mom blows your father.
Like, your parents probably practice this too. It's nothing wrong with it. And have kids like,
yeah,
that'd be so. That would be so funny.
Kids, eyes up here,
dude. That would be.
This
nice.
Is a cream pie.
We should start a thing that's called "Turn Up for Sex," and we go to schools and like talk to kids, but we make it fun.
And we wear drag costumes.
"Turn Up for Sex, y'all." Just like fifth, just like inner city youth.
Yeah, get a box.
Like, what's up, y'all? We're here to talk about getting pussy.
We're here to talk pussy.
Some of you might be fucking right now. What I'm saying to that is, oh, hell no. Y'all way too young to be fucking.
Damn, you've got a little gas. Go to Barbie alone, dressed up.
Dude.
There were a ton of dudes there in pink.
What?
Yeah, everybody dresses up for this. And there were dudes everywhere.
Dude, it'd be so funny to go there and, like, right in the middle of it, a quiet part, be like, "Oh, fuck, I'm coming." And is that everyone like,
oh, I'm gonna fucking shoot.
No, I'm gonna fucking come.
Yeah.
You can yell that, right?
When I saw those guys in pink, I was like, oh, this is what that fucking teacher meant. These are the gay guys. I haven't seen one yet. Homosexual, that was it.
You should call, get that teacher's information and call him up.
Call him back. Like, be like, you I finally
right.
found
There's,
one.
Guys, you were right about that. I didn't believe you.
You weren't wrong, dude. There are guys. I
went to the Barbie movie. I followed two men in the Barbie movies. And they
I was going to
kissing.
See Oppenheimer, dude. I like chicks.
Singing, so I can
say, what's happening?
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off. You know.
Well, I'll tell you something, Matt. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just this is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
High spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. See it on the insignia. Rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand.
This needs to stop.
What?
This is one of my least favorite characters. This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
How much?
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just...
How are you talking about I'm doing this to you? And I'm glad...
You're doing this on purpose,
great. Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What, cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude. Getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get the spit out
of that. Dude, hold that thing.
Wow.
Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man. That
thing's
is
nice,
a
man.
Beautiful piece here, the leather.
Dude, I'm dead.
We had a German girl. Yeah, we called her German Scheiße, which is just German shit.
We would just call her the German Scheiße.
Was this in college or high school?
This is in high school, and I took a speech class with her.
You called her the Scheiße?
Yeah, we called her German Scheiße.
What did she say? Was she just like...
I don't know. She was hot, too.
I bet.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, back.
But we had to... I had speech class with her, and it was the funniest...
Oh, like
because yeah, public speaking class. So
oh,
you just
oh,
had to
I
give speeches.
Saying, yeah,
she would just go up and she couldn't speak English. And
she didn't rouse the masses.
I thought it. Yeah, she was like. anytime she spoke, I would be howling loud.
Oh God!
I would just see her trying to read a paper, and I'd be like, "This is the funniest thing of all time." Yeah.
Oh God! How was your public speech class?
It was very very fun.
What'd you speak on?
Just he would the teacher. He was the drama teacher. So he was gay?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably. Definitely probably.
Off the record, my dad got fucked up because they went to the same bar and called him a fudgebacker. You guys, you fucking fudgebacker.
That is off the record. You have
off
to respect
the record,
it.
Off the record.
Fucking record.
Fudgebacker is...
Oh, my God.
Fucking wild, dude. That was a long time ago.
What'd he say? Was he like, ha ha?
I think he did what that Asian guy in the video did. Just duck tail. Just kick. Front kicked Phil. And then ran.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he would just give us topics. And my one friend, Wes, was one of the biggest dickheads possible. He would never prepare for a speech. He'd be like, I can come up with this on my own. Oh. His argument was like, the drinking age, obviously, that was his speech. He was like, we should lower the drinking age.
Yeah, you can rip that.
His speech, he was just him up there yelling, because he was very funny. He was like, you're telling me I can buy a gun? But I can't have a couple beers? that was his full 5-minute speech. I can go to war, but I can't have a couple cold beers. I'm not going to take it anymore. Like, shit like that. I've had it up to here. He was good, though. The drama teacher liked it because he was so fucking flamboyant.
God damn it, dude. There's nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Fucking around in high school for classes when you realized they didn't matter was so fucking fun.
It was awesome.
Dude, we got to do a presentation every year, a PowerPoint, but this one teacher was like, whatever you want to present on. It was like, no doubt.
It's yeah, public urination. I promise you, I'm not going to fuck this up.
I just took pictures of dudes peeing on walls. I was like, this should be legal. This is ridiculous. You can't pee wherever you want. I'm like, my next slide is
peeing on another thing. He's like, this is ridiculous.
This is another example of something that should be legal.
Like, and if you think about it, like you can pee, you can't pee outside against a wall. You can pee inside a building, but you can't pee on the wall. Next slide, like this guy's peeing in dirt. It's just like whatever thing. He's peeing on this bridge. It's a graffiti wall. So like, yeah, you should be totally able to do that. And the guy was like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
That's enough. Stop.
Thank you, Mr. McCusker. Sit down. The next presentation. Pooping in lawns. Up next, we have Clark with... I've been very pumped on Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Since last night.
What, they've started to speak. Yeah, it's the fourth one. We don't know what they're up to.
I think the fourth one is
they speak like fluently in the fourth one, yeah, according to the trailer, which is so cool. I think they keep saying, it's a beautiful day to be alive or something.
Yeah, what's their diction? Time. Is it like, it is a beautiful day? Or is it, do they give them English accents?
No, they're just tough guys.
They're badass tough guys.
So fucking sick.
Jeez. Yes.
The fourth one's going to be all girl apes.
If they take this from me... If they take Planet of the Apes from me,
it's gonna be a girl ape being like, "My pussy is so powerful. Hail my pussy!" And Cornelius be like, "Listen to her.
Yeah.
We've been mean to them for too long. The human species have totally flopped with their women." It'll definitely be that. There's no way.
You're probably right.
There's no way they're not gonna take Planet.
If they take Planet of the Apes from me, I say, "Get your hands off me."
Yeah, you're gonna have to go. No,
you damn dirty liberals. Blue lives. Putting down the strips on the rubble. Trump's a pussy. Phil. Phil.
They put the rubble strips.
Phil. Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
People rushed the dude, and you know everyone. Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on it? Did anyone punch
that
guy?
That's what I said. I figured some people would be...
Well, people were holding him. You got to give him a little butt belly. A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, you're a little fucking... I mean, I know 100% I would... If I had that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least 3 times as hard as I could. Just like, I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been...
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a... what the fuck was it? A keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat.
Oh.
And they were doing a keg stand. And the dude doing it. And I just socked him in the dick like 3 times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It's so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch them in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch them in the belly.
Oh, punching the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also, too, it's funny because you're just late for the party.
Oh,
you're like, oh, it's my time. Let's go. And you're like, my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yo, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this. Oh, fuck.
We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch
I promise
in the
not
dick.
To be a sexual predator.
It was just
dude, here. I'm fucking told them to don't come down anymore.
The cold activation on the Coors Light's like pulsing blue, and he's like,
"Oh, get the headset on and play Call of Duty with like Wood and Del Collins."
Oh my god!
Yeah, news.
Well, look out, Del Collins. There's someone behind you. He's facing the window. He's like, "Oh fuck, dude." Oh my god. We gotta get Beezer off the Changa, dude. His Call of Duty rankings probably plummeted.
And I said, Shane,
it would have done you well to spend one extra week at West Point.
Damn, that's a big time slam.
It crushed
him. Crushed him.